Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Never miss a minute. Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Having fun with Reno this morning. Reno Collier's at the Funny Bone this weekend. The female voice you hear is Daisy. She's the manager at the Funny Bone. Colleen's out of town. You'll see Daisy there. Probably more than Colleen, right?
Yeah, we switch off nights, but I seem to get the two out of the three.
All right.
Daisy might even know the Funny Bones website.
Yeah.
I do. Omaha.funnybone.com.
To go see Reno Collier this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night. Nick's featuring this weekend. And, yeah, it's going to be a good show. And Reno, once again, your website for dates other parts of the country?
Is RenoCollierComedy.com.
All right. Cool. What's up, Craig? You got big plans for Memorial Day weekend?
No. But I'm looking for some.
All right.
You know, Reno Collier's at the Funny Bone.
I'm working all weekend.
I heard that. Reno Collier's at the Funny Bone this weekend.
I'm actually working all weekend, but aside from that.
At the racetrack and the baseball field?
No baseball. Okay. Racetrack.
All right.
The monkeypox virus now being diagnosed.
Here we come.
All right. Anyway.
In 12 people in the Netherlands, among the Dutch monkeypox patients are people who attended the Darklands Leather and Fetish Festival in Belgium.
Yeah, these people are all rubbing up against each other.
It was held in early May. The monkeypox incubation period ranges between 5 and 21 days, so people who were infected at the festival can still develop their first symptoms toward the end of the month.
Do you have the screaming monkeys? I'd like you to follow that with
the
screaming monkeys.
Yeah, I should. I'll grab it down here. Hang on there.
Here we come.
I know that the Todd and Tyler unofficial Facebook, all those social media ones that dedicated to the show, are all putting pictures of the actual monkeys with the chicken pox.
Pox on their faces.
Sorry.
Yeah, and I think the tagline is, then I saw their face and I'm a believer.
That's it. All right.
Damn it.
Is anybody surprised they come home with boils from the fetish festival? I wonder where I got this.
Should be expected.
Good point, Nick.
Yeah. That guy with the parrot hat and the leather chap, I don't understand how I could possibly have picked up.
That should be mentioned in the brochure.
Yeah.
May return home with boils.
Reno, that was oddly specific. You like guys with parrot hats?
Look, I don't want to talk
and
about
chaps.
It.
And chaps.
It ruined a marriage.
You brought it up, man.
I know I did. Quickly.
Is that has the monkeypox been here yet?
Yeah.
Couple of places.
Yeah. Yeah, there's several in our
8 or 10, I think I read, in the U.S.
In our
Now, the monkeypox, we talked about this before. Certain people are immune because we had smallpox, apparently, right? You mentioned that.
We had the vaccine.
But at least it's not airborne. I mean, if it's the monkeypox, you just don't. That would give you an excuse not to touch anybody.
I like that.
Yeah. I like that, too.
You know what I mean?
Get rid of shaking hands altogether would be nice. You know? Sorry, monkeypox.
Sorry, monkeypox. I'd like to apologize to monkeypox.
Everything would still stay open. Yeah. You just wouldn't have to touch anybody.
Smallpox and chickenpox, separate vaccine?
I don't know.
Or does one vaccine cover all the pox?
They gave us that. We're in school. Who knows?
I'm not wearing gloves on an airplane.
No. Oh, yeah. That'd be funny.
ABBA is sort of going out on tour.
Well,
I saw this.
They're not. They did a new album, but the women don't want to tour. They're all older. I mean, much older.
They do like a virtual show
or
something of that sort.
Holograms, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. The Voyage concert premiered yesterday at a specially made ABBA arena in London.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
And the four of them were there. This features digital versions of the band made by the band members themselves. They performed in motion capture suits for 5 weeks.
I saw this on
They have
CBS
created
Sunday
what
morning.
They call avatars.
Yep.
of their younger selves. And it's a digital show that's going to be playing in London until December. And then that's when they hit the road.
Avatars.
Yeah. They don't want to. I don't know. I mean, it might be a vanity thing with some of these people, too. But the women obviously look nothing like they did in the late 70s. Either do the guys.
Or it could be the David Crosby thing where they're just old and don't want to.
I think that's part of it. I think the women
No.
Well, they hadn't seen each other in 100 years. Yeah.
But I don't think they're just playing records behind their...
No, they're singing.
Avatars.
They sang.
Yeah.
They sang.
It's actual live singing.
Well, it was. At one point.
That
way it is no longer.
That way you're able to say Kiss the rest of your life. When those guys eventually give up, Nick,
and I'll go.
You'll see them the rest of your life.
Not live singing from 40 years ago.
When you're 74, you can see Kiss.
I'm in.
All right.
But what other jobs do you get to do this with, too? Like, where you get to have an avatar do it? Like, can I just tell Colleen, like, I'm not coming in tonight. Yeah. We'll just pop on the screen.
All right, great. I'll get one that sings Broken Wings. I don't care. Let's go. Well, and I get it with ABBA, because if the actual people show up, then they have to play and listen to ABBA music the whole time. But if it's a robot there, you're out.
Dude, have you seen some of these bands that, like, I did a show at an Indian casino one time, and Toto.
Yeah.
Was it Toto? It was one of those.
Okay.
Who sang that? I saw dreams in Africa.
Yeah, that's it.
Dude, they don't look.
No, they're older looking.
I saw the dreams. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Rock doesn't age.
Yeah,
well.
It's tough, especially with certain voices.
Did they sound good or not?
I didn't see the show. I saw them in the elevator.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God. She could smell them.
Yeah. But it's like, I'm a huge Motley Crue fan, and I just don't want that to go.
Because of Vince, probably. Yeah.
Well, Vince, I got to play golf with him, man, and he's cool.
Yeah.
Such a nice
guy. Good. I like him too, man. Yeah.
I don't want to see my bands go.
I know.
Country, they can pull it off.
Well, like, they just get old, and they don't really matter. Yeah.
And everybody claps because they're nice, but Motley Crue fans are not going to.
No.
You know?
Yeah. We saw
the 2015 tour, the final tour. That was pretty good. I mean, he was big, but it was a pretty cool show, Who knows what the stadium thing's going to be like,
Well, unfortunately, the reviews have been coming in pretty solid for Bon Jovi of recent.
Yeah, he can't sing right now.
His voice is just
That's
shot.
Too bad, yeah.
That's hard. Those songs were written.
Yeah, but there's still certain guys that can sing. I mean, somebody the other day I saw that actually was fairly old, and they're not using tracks, and they're still hitting notes.
We saw Judas Priest over at Stir.
He can still sing,
Rob
Halford,
I think even higher than he did back then. Like, he just kept his voice trained this whole time.
I mean, some people keep better care of their voices, I guess.
Nick went to was it James Taylor?
Yes.
Yeah, did he still have it?
Yeah, he sounded great. So did Jackson Brown.
Yeah.
But, James Taylor's and tried to hit the high notes.
No, he doesn't. No, you're right.
Yeah, I'm a huge Willie Nelson fan. Yeah. He doesn't. He kind of cruises through it.
Yeah. Like, he does five songs.
You know what? He had his son with him, Lucas, who wails.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're good. Yeah, his kids are good. They did an album with Neil Young.
Yeah.
But they're great. But still, Willie's out there for five songs. I think it's about the same five songs that it's been for 30 years, though.
Yeah, well, I would pay to watch Willie Nelson walk out and go, hello, good night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There he is.
Yeah. There he is.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I like him too.
Yeah.
But hell, Willie's what, 87?
Eight? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A lot.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
In Canada, at a theme park there was a sudden storm with lightning. They shut down all the rides. Then almost immediately, there was a power outage. The power outage left people outside on the roller coaster in a very strong storm for almost half an hour.
Yeah, so
that's a ride.
And closer to the lightning, too. You're up in a hill somewhere.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you're the high spot.
That's freaky. Lightning scares the hell out of me anyway. If I'm somewhere I can't move, And it's lightning?
Yeah, and I would assume that if lightning hits any part of that roller coaster, it's going to be conducted through the entire track.
Right.
That's why they
shut it
down.
So you're a giant target.
Right. Yep. Yeah, I'm peeing. Yeah. or I'm getting out and crawling down the roller coaster somehow, you know. Then you're going to fall and kill yourself at a good point. Yeah, it's a storm.
Or that.
Yeah.
Those people had to be super pissed at the picture they got when they were on their way down. Yeah.
Like the log rider.
Yeah. These assholes stuck us up there during the storm.
Better Call Saul prequel.
Before Saul prequel. Now. Before that, with who? These guys just look older.
This is called Slippin' Jimmy.
Because they look too old for Saul because it's before Breaking Bad.
Wait.
Well, it's animated.
I got it.
There you go.
All right.
Slippin' Jimmy, a 6-part animated prequel to Better Call Saul, was released on AMC Plus, and you can see him in his childhood days.
I got it, but it's animated, right?
It's animated. Before he was known as Saul Goodman, that character was known as Jimmy McGill. Yeah. And that's where Slippin' Jimmy is focused.
That seems like a stretch.
It does. Yeah. It's like nobody cares.
It's on AMC Plus, so no one will ever see it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know. Now, that's not the only spinoff. There's also Cooper's Bar. That's another spinoff of Better Call Saul. And then there's also a Better Call Saul employee training videos that you can watch as well.
So they're going to ruin it like Walking Dead and just oversaturate
Maybe.
Us with all of the spinoffs?
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. So
no interest.
Paramount pulled that off. Yeah. Like Yellowstone and all those are freaking awesome.
I'm
going to
watch the 1932 one with the...
Harrison Ford
signed up for that. I'm going to watch that one.
How do you not watch it when they're pulling in that kind of star power?
Yeah.
Great show.
Helen Mirren. She's freaking awesome, man.
Well, that guy, Taylor Sheridan's amazing.
Yeah.
His dialogue, it's just great.
He's Mayor really incredible.
He is. Yeah. I mean, and Mayor of Kingstown.
Man, that's a great show, too.
Great show. Yeah, yeah. He's just rolling in dough.
And he's got a couple other ones besides the prequels and the post ones there. He's got one with Billy Bob, who I love.
Yeah,
where he plays a oil man in Texas. Yeah,
yeah. He got a big time deal with Paramount to just like here. You tell us what you want to do, and we'll make it.
There's another famous guy that took a role that he's doing.
Oh, it's Stallone.
Stallone as an ex mob boss getting out of jail.
Yeah,
and Tulsa, it's called something like that.
I think that's the first time Stallone's done TV.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. That's a Sheridan project too coming out.
That guy's a genius, and he doesn't look like your stereotypical, messy hair, wiry glasses at a coffee shop.
Cowboy
he looks
actor.
Like he's going to show up and build your deck, and then he's just like, no, I've actually got all these shows.
I like where you're going.
Just like
that.
Reno.
Yeah.
Reno could build your deck. It might not last, but he can build it.
And he writes himself in getting shot.
I know.
He gets killed in every single, he's awesome. A cop and he gets shot.
I know, he does. Yeah.
And looks like there may be a sequel to Encino Man.
We need that.
Well,
we need that.
No, I actually read, because Paulie put out, there's actually going to be a sequel to Biodome. And him and Baldwin are going to the moon. I'm sure it's a B-movie somebody paid for.
Sure, straight to video.
People like that stuff. But but then people are asking Paulie, when's Encino Man coming back? And Paulie would do those things. He didn't care.
Yeah. He said Disney was talking about the possibility of doing a sequel to Encino Man.
Son-in-Law 2.
Brendan Fraser would be like a
Jury Duty 2.
A big fat kid. Yeah. Yeah.
The Amber Heard edition. She peeped in a bed.
Be perfect for it.
Paulie's on the Amber Heard jury. That would be great.
Dude, my wife's got to quit watching that crap. We were in the car.
Okay, she's watching it then.
She's watching it. We drove from West Virginia. I had to go to a funeral to hear, right? And she had it on her phone the whole time. But she's starting to talk to me like a lawyer. Like when I'm like, let's go to Jimmy John's, and she snaps back, irrelevant. I'm like, shut up. Like, shut. You know what I mean? I love Jimmy John. Argumentative. What is wrong with you?
I heard this place is good. Hearsay.
Yeah, hearsay. That's right.
Has she said that Amber Heard's horrible? Because
she's like, she thinks Johnny Depp didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, like, you know what? She is such a. I'm like,
everybody
are you even
her.
Listening to what the whole thing? Because I'm not, so I don't even know.
No, that audience seems to be predominantly female. We have a few dudes to check in and give their commentary on it, but it's mostly
apparently women. She's really toxic,
Yeah.
That's what they're saying, at least, Are you watching it, Daisy?
Yeah, watch it in the background at work all
okay,
the time.
Okay, so what do you think? What do you think of her?
I think they're both disgusting.
I realize that.
It was just like the worst combination of people to get together, they just cannot be good to each other. Right. I think it was equal on both sides. I don't feel like either one of them were like picked on. I think they was just tit for tat all the time.
Yeah, as an alcoholic. Watching this, you know, I think he didn't remember everything he did
properly,
and he's in court going like, "That didn't happen," and they're like, "We have it on video." No, you don't. What do you, I don't even remember that. You know what I mean? Like I didn't remember anything.
Like they video showed a Reno. So, but she pooped in his bed. He didn't poop in her bed.
Right? That's she's saying gross. It was a dog.
Yeah, but that's not true. Right.
Okay.
You could tell it was model poo. Yeah. You could always tell.
Well, their dog is really little. And you know.
Yeah.
Model poo.
It is. It's got kale in it.
A little swirl at the end.
Had some work done.
Saying, you know, I had to clean up the mess from all this drunk happening. I'm like, no, you didn't. He has people for that.
Yeah, you didn't clean up anything.
Oh, yeah. Nobody cleans that.
There's a spilled wine bottle. I'm like, what? I did that last night.
Yeah, that's not anything.
Is it almost done?
Yes, they're adjourned now. So they're right. The jurors are.
And he's suing her, right?
Yeah, and she's countersuing.
And she's countersuing.
And yeah, both are.
He's suing her because he lost money because of her saying stuff about
him. He's saying because of that Vanity Fair article, he lost Pirates of the Caribbean 6 and all the rest of his jobs.
All right.
And then had an agent, because she had an agent of his and a former agent come out and say, no, your bad behavior all these years have what's done it.
So I get just that, both. But. I know he's suing her, but he can't get blood from a stone. He has a ton of money, and she doesn't.
Well, she does. She got a ton of the divorce settlement.
Oh, he wants some of that back.
And they've been throwing that back at her because she said, I didn't want the money. All right. I was going to donate to charity.
She said she's going to give the charity and gave
hasn't
none.
Yet.
Okay.
None.
Well, he kind of just wants his name cleared a little bit.
Right. He just wants to work
more
again.
That.
But if you're on the jury, wouldn't you be sitting there going, why am I listening to these spoiled ass people fighting over 50? I'm missing work to sit here and listen to you, idiots.
Well, you know what?
No, a lot of those people on the jury want to be on the jury.
Otherwise,
they would have weaseled out of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Trust me.
You just walk in, Pirates of the Caribbean sucks. I'm out.
But if you're forced to be on the jury, I'd rather be on that than a murder trial. Because a murder trial, you're depending on somebody's life. And you're seeing horrible pictures. Here you have to look at a turd, maybe. You know?
Yeah.
It's not even real.
We all look at those every day.
Yeah. Where's the grumpy?
But this is a model turd.
I know.
That'd be easy.
Yeah.
Some guys pay extra for that.
Well, Reno apparently does.
Stories. You're like, oh,
I have a bag. I put it over my hand, pick it up, scoop it. like
a
dog
civilized
park.
Human. Yeah.
Reno just follows models around. She's going to poop eventually. I know it, man.
Yeah, this smells like Weight Watch.
Well, construction was getting a little too hard for a sidekick.
Construction, same kind of people. Oddly enough, don't drink the Gatorade bottle. That's not yellow Gatorade.
And that's one of my favorites, the yellow. I got to be careful of that.
Yeah. Dude, any bottle on a construction site, you don't touch anything. Nothing.
Nothing. All right.
Yeah. And I work with a bunch of Hispanic dudes, and these redneck guys, and they're like, man, those Mexicans left Taco Bell things all over the garage. I'm like, Mexican people don't eat Taco Bell, jackass. That's white people making a mess in the middle. You pick it up. Yeah. It was you. Put your teeth back in when you talk to me, too.
Story out of Florida, Ken Gray jumped a fence and tripped the silent alarm early Monday, late Sunday at the Red Mesa Cantina in St. Petersburg. When officers arrived at the restaurant, Mr. Gray was seated inside a fenced area near the outdoor bar, quote, with his pants open and genitals exposed, end quote. After being read his rights, Gray reportedly acknowledged trespassing and told police, he's just doing a chant and cleansing himself spiritually.
With his wiener hanging out.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you would do it, right?
Yeah. Well, that's how I would do it.
Don't you think balls and all are hanging out when they hear the word genitals?
Yes.
Everything, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Pants open, genitals exposed. Doing a chant, cleansing himself spiritually.
All right.
Good enough for me.
That's lunch on the construction site at Reno's place.
Yeah. I say, Colleen and I will stage the club sometimes, clear some of the negative energy if we've had like a rough weekend with some drunk customers or something, but never naked.
Never naked. With your boobs hanging out or anything like that?
Not. On purpose.
Yeah. Reno's going to hang around the night.
What time does this cleanse get started? Yeah.
Where's the sage?
Reno did 15 minutes and walked off stage. He's ready for the cleanse.
Did he leave? He's hiding somewhere. Yeah. He pops up behind the bar looking around.
He's in the green room getting naked.
I thought we were here for the cleanse.
Yeah. You're clean up around the bar to bone, and he walks out naked.
Well, that's how you quit drinking, Reno.
I did. I'm cleansing.
Is that what I've seen Colleen walking around waving sage?
Yeah. Yes, that's your Jay Medicine Hat sage that she got from him.
Mostly bad energy from the audience or the comics?
It's just what
or
they both. Bring in. You know, people. We have a lot of people that come in, hundreds and thousands that come through, and they bring their own energy, and sometimes that negativity kind of looms around. We'll have a table where we've had to kick them out three different shows, and we're like, okay, something's going on over here, and we sage the area to make us feel better.
I just picture Reno standing there naked and yell, sage me!
Sage me!
Sage me! He's teabagging the table.
I start getting hungry.
We got a problem over here.
Is that sage? Rosemary me! Deep fry me!
Reno Collier, tonight one show, two tomorrow, the Funny Bone website, Daisy, what is it again?
omaha.funnybone.com.
Nick's featuring this weekend with Reno. Reno and Reno Collier Comedy, right?
Yes, sir.
For the website, check out Reno's dates everywhere. Always a pleasure, buddy.
Dude, thanks. Love seeing you guys.
We love you,
too,
man.
You guys are the best, man.
Way
I miss
too
you.
Long.
Miss
Way you too, too long.
Yes, sir.
Follow Reno on his socials, too. Do you have a Facebook and tweet, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, Reno Collier Comedy and at Reno Collier.
And all that stuff. All right. Good luck, buddy. Good to
Thank
see you again.
Thank you,
man.
Thank you so much, and happy holiday weekend.
Everybody. Go see Reno this weekend. What's next week, Puss?
Well, our midweek mark will be back.
All right.
And also, our buddy Tommy Ryman's going to call the show.
Tommy Ryman. And nice. It's a three-day weekend, so it'll be a best of on
best
Monday.
Best of on Monday.
Have a great, safe weekend. We'll see you Monday. See you Tuesday. It's usually live, but the show will be here Monday. Later. Thanks.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.